Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a great day. Got some funny people coming to Nashville. Comedians, that is. One of them is Sugar Sammy, who's going to be at the City Winery on Saturday. You can go to sugarsammy.com to get tickets to that. He is on the line with us. Sugar Sammy, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to having you here in Nashville on Saturday at City Winery at 7:30. And again, sugarsammy.com to get tickets. Now, I know you're in Montreal, so obviously hockey is a very important thing there. And I know that you're a big fan of somebody that we're a big fan of here in Nashville, PK Subban. He still seems to be a hero in Montreal, which he should be.
Yeah, yeah. We all love PK, and PK left a big mark in Montreal, as I'm sure he did in Nashville, and still a big part of the hockey world, still making waves on TV, as I see. And we love PK back home, and I'm happy to be in a city that appreciates him just as well. Actually, I'm in Nashville right now, so it's great. I'm taking in the sights.
Oh well, have you been here before?
This is my second time, so we see the fan base growing every time, and that's why we went to a little bigger venue, went to the City Winery this time. And yeah, I'm here just sort of taking it all in, writing local material. I got in last night. I'm going to work on it for the next couple of days, make sure I have something great to tell Nashville in terms of my observations.
Well, look, we tell this to everybody that comes to visit our city. We hope you have a fantastic time. Enjoy all the sights. Enjoy Broadway and everything there is to do. And after 3 or 4 days, leave. Please don't move here because we're full.
we tell Americans the same thing. We tell you guys the same thing. You guys sometimes overstay your welcome. We're like, all right, I think we're going to have to find a solution. So we'll just build a wall.
Well done, man. Well done.
Make sure you pay for it.
Yes, we will. That's right. Talking to Sugar Sammy this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. I understand, Sugar Sammy, you're only 12 years old.
That's right. That's right. Born February 29, leap day baby. So keeps me young.
I hope you use that as part of your routine. Did you put that in part of your stand-up of being a leap year baby?
I haven't put that yet, but I'll start working on that.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show. I got a few jokes for you that are not PC related. That we'll talk about that. No, you know what's funny? I mean, you're so massively huge around the world. Do you ever look in yourself and in the mirror and like, what in the hell is going on?
It happened so gradually. I've been in the business 30 years that, it never hits you quite a bit because I'm always working too. I'm always touring. And the great thing is, you know, there's certain markets where I'm still building. You know, there's certain markets like in Canada, in France, in Quebec, it's huge. And then, you know, in the U.S., there are places where I'm still building my following. And, you know, it's fun to do that. It's fun to be able to see that those first fans come into a new market and be your first fans, you know, those first flag bearers. And I'm seeing that in a couple markets in the U.S. And, you know, Nashville is one of those. We're growing it as well. And it's exciting to see how it keeps growing every time I come back.
You did a show in front of over 100,000 people in Montreal a couple of years ago. You're doing one at City Winery. It's going to be considerably smaller, but still fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference? Because I've heard comedians say Sugar Sammy is like, when it's that big, because you get to feed off the audience, it's kind of rough. But when you do an intimate show, like, and City Winery is fantastic. Are those shows fun because you can see the laughs up close and personal?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, look, the fun part about the 100,000 person show is that you get waves of laughter coming in. And the great thing about doing something fun and intimate like City Winery, it's like playing jazz. You know, you're able to improvise, go into the audience, build material on the spot. There are shows that I've done, and I like doing both for different reasons. But, you know, those intimate shows, they're so much fun for you. It's like great for the soul, and you're able to just build material off the audience. I've done shows where, you know, it was a killer show and I didn't do one prepared joke. It was just going into the audience and building a whole show that was customized just for them, you know. And that to me sometimes is more magical than doing a show in front of a couple hundred thousand people.
Oh, I imagine so. Sugar Sammy's with us. He's at City Winery this Saturday. Go down there and see him. You're very funny. You've been around the world. Have you ever gone on stage where they've warned you not to make fun of somebody or something?
All the time. It happens more and more. You know, it didn't used to happen It didn't used to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, in America, it happens a lot, like when, you know, before you do any TV or radio, and it's getting more and more strict, and you see it on social media too. Things get removed now. But there are places, of course, where, you know, like, you know, some countries in the Middle East that you go to and people are like, or even in Asia, you know, they either want to see your script, and I'm like, I don't have a script. I just kind of flow with what I have, and, you know, I'll have some bits, but I'm not going to write everything out for you guys. They'll give you a list of things not to say. I'm like, guys, that's my whole act. I got nothing left to hello and goodbye. You know, and it's happening more and more. But what I love about touring, and that's why, you know, touring without having any TV filming it, is you're able to go all the way. And that's the thing with my shows, is it's politically incorrect. It's unfiltered. It goes all the way. And, you know, to me, it's I love that because the audiences want that. They want to have fun. They just want to make, you know, I say it in my show. I say true equality happens when you can make fun of everybody equally. And everybody gets it in my show. Everybody eats it. So come Saturday, and if you have a sensitive family member, bring them. It'll loosen them up.
Sugar Sammy is with us. Now, you mentioned being able to interact with the audience. I'm always curious of, you know, comics and kind of the balance of that, of, you know, having your material, but also having that audience participation, because I kind of look at it like what we do, like we can't always rely on the audience and calls and things like that. So kind of what is the balance that you have with trying to go into it and get them involved and have that participation, but also knowing that you have a plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, I have my written set, and then I have, you know, places in that set where I just say, okay, this is a fun place to go improvise. Let's see what happens. And create some magic, and it keeps me engaged in the show as well. Because a lot of times, you know, comedians will go on stage, they'll have their prepared script, and they'll do it 400 times. And by the end of it, the end of that tour, they'll be, you know, sort of just phoning it in. For me, it keeps me engaged, it keeps me present, and it keeps me looking for new stuff all the time and being excited about every audience. And it depends on the audience. There are audiences with which I'll do 70% crowd work, and there's audience with which I'll just do 20, 25%. But I'm always looking to create those magic, unique moments. And a lot of them we post online. So if you go on my socials, you'll see they're all over. Well, I actually had something with a lady from Tennessee we just posted yesterday. If you take a look at it, it'll be fun for everybody from Nashville to check that out.
Yeah, I saw it. It's well done. Well, bravo on that. All right, so you speak four languages. Is that correct?
That's right. I know that's very foreign to Americans. That someone will speak four. Yeah, four for sure. So it's English, French, Hindi, and Punjabi. So English, obviously, because we're in North America. French, because I grew up in Quebec. And Hindi and Punjabi, because my parents are from India.
Good. Right there, I'm impressed by knowing two more than anything else. Real quick, I know you grew up, Art. So were you supposed to love hockey growing up in Quebec? How did your love of hockey kind of develop? Just because you were there?
Well, I was there, and my dad is a huge fan of Montreal Canadiens in the 70s when they were actually a team. We had Lafleur, we had, you know, Steve Schott, we had Ken Dryden. So he used to love watching them. And then in the 80s, I started becoming a big fan of the Habs in the 80s and 90s and all the way to the 2000s. So they're like the Yankees of Canada.
Right. Well done. All right, this is great. So Saturday night, City Winery, Sugar Sammy, go see him. You are a very funny man, and this success you've had for over the years is well deserved, because you've earned it, and just seeing your clips, well done, my man. Well done.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thanks for making the time, for having me on, and hope you guys can make it on Saturday as well. If you got a couple of hours, come have some fun.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Sugar Sammy joining us here on the show again. SugarSammy.com to buy tickets, or you can go to citywinery.com/Nashville. 7:30 on Saturday should be a lot of fun here in Nashville. A lot of comics coming to town. It's that time of year.
What's the Nashville Comedy Festival?
I know. I love it. I love it. It's like your favorite thing.
It's great. I mean, it's comedy. I love comedy. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of bad comedians out there who think they're funny. They're not funny. So when you find ones like Sugar Sammy and a Bargatze and an Aaron Weber, you really
Dusty Slay.
I mean, you love those guys, you know, and they make you laugh, but they do without being crude, you know. I mean, that's the best part about that.
Clean comedy is
hard.
It's hard to do, but it's also like my favorite.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like tiptoe that line. Like you find where the line is, and maybe you're over it a little bit, but it's just like because when you have to use your imagination, that's what makes it even funnier.
Oh, it is. And I've told you this before. People that went and saw Red Fox in Vegas in the 70s and expecting the Sanford and Son came away like, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just – I heard words I've never heard before. And but those guys were – it's a different time.
Yeah.
The Richard Pryors and the George Carlin and Red Fox, they're funny. And now this whole – I mean, kind of Seinfeld got the ball rolling, and these guys are great, man.
Speaking of, we mentioned we're going to have Jeff Dunham on tomorrow with us. He'll join the show. Right now, you have a chance to qualify to win tickets to see Jeff Dunham at Bridgestone Arena that is coming up this Sunday. 615-737-1025, caller number, first caller. We'll just make it easy. 615-737-1025. You'll qualify to win a pair of tickets in the Eurostone Club to see Jeff Dunham this Sunday at Bridgestone Arena. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.